Welcome to the Feng and Shui podcast. Two guys willing to talk about nothing.
Feng and Shui, once again, in your house, wherever you might be listening to your podcast.
Either in your car or on your jog or whatever you're doing.
On your throne, sitting at your house, you know, trying to take care of business, wherever that might be. But we're back with you again with some, we have all kind of great stuff planned for you today. And so we are currently in the middle of, if everything works perfect, we are currently in the middle of October. Mm-hmm. Is what we've got going on mm-hmm. here. So we are currently in the middle of October. Most of you are out buying your candy for your trick-or-treaters. Be sure and treat your trick-or-treaters nice. Got to make sure this is the episode that goes before mm-hmm. Halloween. If not, this is really awkward. And if we put it before Christmas, it's a whole different story.
Well, that's up to our editor-in-chief.
Yeah, we'll make sure that our editor, our producer.
Program director.
Yeah, program director. This is growing.
This is all vernacular that we need to know for this business.
That's right. We got program directors. We got gaffs and whatever. Mm-hmm. We got gaffers, whatever that is. What's a GIF? You ever seen those pictures that are like
GIFs? Yeah, I don't know what it stands for.
Me either.
Okay.
Girls in fondue.
That could be fun.
Yeah, it could be good.
Yeah.
So, Mike, anything new happening in your world?
Nothing new happening in my world. You know, keeping up the fight of against evil and suppressing, you know, evil, fighting crime, suppressing evil every day, going out there and still doing that. Yep.
Fall weather's real nice, moved in.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah, I love this change of season here on the Del Marvo.
On the Del Marvo is where we're at. Mm-hmm. And so we're basically enjoying it. This time of year, when they're going to Del Marva, this is a great time of year if you live here. If you don't live here, we suggest you possibly looking for a place maybe in New York, upstate New York. Mm-hmm. Look for a house up in upstate New York or New Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah.
But if you are blessed to already have a house in the lower, slower Delaware area.
In the Sussex County.
This is a great time of year. People, they don't flock here as much.
No, it thins out.
It does thin out. It's a lot nicer. You're able to get into the grocery store and out of the grocery store.
Restaurants.
Recently, a lady told me in the Harris Teeter, which is right down the street from mine and Mike's abode, Layers.
I love the teats.
And so just want to let you know, one time I was in there just recently, and a lady looked at me. She was a visitor, and she looked at me, and she said, you know, the thing I don't like about vacationing here is those people that are local residents think they own the place. That's what she told me. I said, well, you shouldn't come back.
I am befuddled.
Yeah, I said, maybe you shouldn't just come back. Maybe you should stay gone. Yeah. And that'll teach them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll show them.
That'll show them right there. So if for some reason there's those of you who vacation over here in the area, because we have listeners around the world.
Around the globe.
Third world countries. First world, third world. They're listening on their transistor radios.
Yep.
And so they're up in the Himalayas.
Ham radios.
There was a 200-year-old monk the other day. I heard that they found a 200-year-old monk.
His name is Jerry.
Yes, and Jerry actually had a transistor radio, and it was tuned into our podcast.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to need some pictures.
We put a lot of age on that young man.
Yeah, we're going to need some pictures.
So, but we got people around the world listening to us, and if you vacation in the Del Marva area, we want to let you know we appreciate your money.
Yeah, come down here and spend it.
Come down and spend as much as you can.
Be polite when you do, though.
Yeah, and be nice and tip well. And you know, we suggest you drive on at Assateague Island.
Yeah, go to Assateague if you're going to drive on to fish.
The fishing and the surfing is great at Assateague Island or Cape Henlopen State Park.
Yeah, that's another
good
one. If
you go to Cape Henlopen State Park, that's all.
And if you're just in town visiting, speaking of driving, try to clean that up a little bit. Some of you folks that come into town here are horrible drivers.
I'm telling you. So what we're going to do is we're going to pause for a moment, and we're basically got a word from one of our sponsors we're basically going to listen to. And then after that, we're going to come back. And I think we have a caller.
We have a caller on the line.
We have a caller on
the line. Special callers.
Special callers coming in. So we're going to pause for a little bit, and then we'll be back.
Hey, folks. This is Feng Shui talking to you. And one of the things we like to talk about is some of our favorite restaurants in the Bethany Beach area. And today we're talking about Bethany Blues, located at 6 North Pennsylvania Avenue. Bethany Beach, Delaware. Their phone number is 302-537-1500. Some of the best barbecue you'll ever get your hands on. You go over there and tell them Mike and Doug came by to, and asked for Lauren and Rory. Tell them Mike and Doug said hey, and see if they can take care of you. That's Bethany Blues in Bethany Beach, Delaware. Tell them we said hey.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back.
So now that we got our studio audience back.
We got some callers on the line. We got multiple callers. I think.
We do.
So if I'm not mistaken, just to let you know, we want to make sure that our callers keep their names. We're hoping it's the right callers. We want to make sure that our callers, because of their profession, we want to make sure that our callers keep them somewhat anonymous. And so, while you're doing that, you want me to mute this?
Hold on.
All right, so we're pausing for a little bit because we got our producer has some technical difficulties.
I keep hitting the wrong. Yeah, I'm hitting the wrong.
Yeah, we got our producer is having some wrong.
Mikey, are you there?
Whatever that was.
Caller, are you on the line?
Hold on a second. All right, how about now?
Caller, are you on the line?
We are here. What's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Not much, just hanging over here on the evil side of the bridge. What are you two up to?
So on the phone we have Mr. Leroy Jenkins and his lady friend, Sarah Connor. How are you both doing this evening?
Doing great.
Very good. Cool. So, you know what we're up? This is Feng Shui podcast. You guys want to talk about nothing over here on the Delmarva Peninsula.
And
we
appreciate,
it.
Follow us on all our social media platforms. You can find us on the Insta. That would be Feng, capital N, Shui, S-H-W-A-Y, on the Insta. That's at Feng and Shui. Same thing on the Facebook. And on the Twitter, that sometimes we share some very bright insight stuff. And this episode will be on there. You can also find us on any of the places where you get your podcast.
Wherever you access your podcast, we are there. So one of our, we're very pro law enforcement in our podcast stuff here. A little bit of bias in that regard. And so, Mr. Leroy and Miss Sarah, you two are obviously you're some local law enforcement officials. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been, y'all, look, I'm just going to use police vernacular with you, and the rest of the world can catch up. How long y'all been on the job?
3 years.
Three years. So you're rookies. I got shoes that are older than 3 years.
I got underwear older than 3 years.
Holy underwear, the church underwear.
Yeah, Tommy John's.
Just want to let you know, Tommy John's. They have a guarantee that you love them. They're one of our sponsors. They have a guarantee to like them. A warranty that if you wear a pair of Tommy John's that you buy Feng and Shui, just tell them Feng and Shui. Tommy John forward slash. Use the word code word Phil. P-H-I-L.
At checkout.
At checkout, you get 15% off of your Tommy John's, and they have a guarantee to like them. Warranty that if you wear them and you don't like them, you send them back, they give you your money back. All right, so sorry about that.
So back to our guests at hand. So Miss Connor, tell me a little bit about yourself. What was it that, why'd you want to be the police? Why'd you want to grow up to be a police one day?
I wanted to be a cop since high school.
Really?
Yeah, I really like the job. I like helping people, but then I also like all the fun stuff that goes with, you know, I watch a lot of cops, so chasing bad guys and driving fast.
I was a police for a long time, and people ask me, you know, why did you do it? And I'll tell them, look, when I was a little kid, I was going to be one of three things. I was either going to be a cop, I was going to be a naval aviator, or I was going to be a catcher for the New York Yankees. And the New York Yankees never called, and I wasn't smart enough to go into the Naval Academy, so I wound up being a police. And it was the coolest job I ever had.
It really is the best.
Yep. Now, Mr. Leroy, what about you? What was your push to get into being the crime-fighting law enforcement machine?
It was a little bit of everything, you know. My dad was in law enforcement. He was a good dude. Learned a lot of lessons from him. Heard a lot of stories from him, all the wild stuff he used to do. So,
good stories or bad stories?
You know, a little bit of everything. You hear the ups and the downs of the job. It's got its similarities to regular jobs. It's got its similarities, you know, crappy jobs. So, you have good days and bad days. And sometimes, you know, there are some days you do it for free. Some days, you know, you ain't getting paid enough. But that's neither here nor there.
Ain't that the truth? There's sometimes you tell me, that when you get to chase somebody, chase down a real bad guy in a car chase or even a foot chase or somebody who's done something to kids or somebody who's hurt somebody, you tell me that ain't fun. People don't know what they don't know what they're missing out on.
Yeah, that adrenaline dump's something else.
Yes, it is. I'm going to tell you. So, I mean, our listeners may or may not know that I'm still in law enforcement, and I've been in it now for 32 years, and that adrenaline is still an addictive drug. I still, every time we go out and do something, it gets me going.
So, can you tell us any gory stories that you're basically saying, hey, look, I pulled this guy, Feng and Shui, over for speeding, and he said, thank you, as I gave him a ticket, because that might or might not have happened. And so, nothing like that, but do you have any stories you'd like to be able to share with our audience that you're able to share on the grounds of not being too personal?
I mean, how much time do you got for this segment? And you want good, bad, you want fun? What would you like?
Well, most of our listening audience has an attention deficit disorder.
And so what we're going to say is that we have a couple of minutes. So if you can...
Yeah, something fun and keep it short.
There we go. Tweet it. We need to tweet it, not an editorial.
Short and sweet.
I mean,
I think we should talk about the robbery.
So one of my other good buddies that I still now work with, that I grew up with, we'll give him the name of Rick James. Rick James is working a undercover detail with our VNN section, doing prostitution reversals and stuff like that. And he's in a local neighborhood where it's not necessarily the greatest neighborhood, and a little 12-year-old boy comes running up to him and says he just got robbed at gunpoint. And we, luckily I was about 45 seconds away from that area, and he's calling out the suspect description and giving us a direction of travel. So we start heading over that way, start looking for people. And one of my guys has what we believe to be at the time one of the suspect's buddies stopped on the sidewalk. So I go driving up over there, and as I'm putting my car in park and, tires are screeching, the guy that we were looking for drops the backpack and takes off running. So throw the car in park, get out of my car, and we're still in the middle of the road. So as I'm running across the street, I look to my right real fast because, look both ways before, you cross a roadway.
Always.
And
being safety-minded.
Always. Safety is cool. And to my right, I just see this Ram 1500 coming at me. I'm like, oh, this is going to hurt. And little did I know, that was one of our undercover units. And they were just so happy to be in the area. So they start driving their truck after the suspect as he's running away. And I'm giving chase, and dirt's flying everywhere, running through trees, running through bushes, thorns, that whole nine. And the suspect, were yelling at him, stop, turn around. He stops, he turns around, and then he gets cut in half by that undercover unit who got out of his car and beat him to him.
So you mean he got tackled?
Yeah, because cut in half.
Yeah, sorry.
Not
Terminator cut in half. Okay. He gets hit hard, and to the point where he, after he was in cuffs, he threw up twice. So we wound up getting a Glock 42 off of him, about 3 pounds of weed, some crack, some molly, and some fentanyl off him. So that was a good little short.
That's
flip.
A great grab.
This story has everything. Prostitution. Bingo. It has blood and guts and Dodge Ram trucks.
Right, because they're one of our sponsors.
They're one of our sponsors. They're friends of ours. And then it's got tackling like football, and then drugs. Mm-hmm. It's got everything. The only thing, I wonder if I can, as we talk to our producers about this, I'm going to ask them if they can go, bad boys, what they're going to do. This would be a good movie.
What we should do is, as we premiere these type of episodes, when we interview local law enforcement personnel, that should be the segue in.
That's a pretty good segue. I agree.
Our podcast is going to be so much better
10 years
from now.
We're going to learn so much.
And we've got some pretty good interviews. For those of you who have not looked, listened to some of our past podcasts, we got an excellent interview a couple of weeks ago with a guy named Aiden, who's a fisherman on the Three R's. He's a rocket launching
on the Delaware Seashore State Park.
Pay attention and listen to him.
Now, Miss Connor, you got any good stories you want to throw our way? Something funny, something gripping like Mr. Leroy Jenkins just threw at us?
I have to think about it. I don't know if I have any too good ones.
You got the axe murderer. You got the crazy lady popcorn bubble gum.
Yeah, let's not talk about anything too specific that might be pending trial at the moment.
Yeah. No, it's all been litigated. We're good.
You know what? I have a great one. Instead of a high-speed chase, I had a low-speed chase.
That's more my style. Right,
yeah. So it was a good 5 to 10 miles going 2 miles per hour.
In what kind of vehicle?
So, I was in my patrol car, but they were in a big Ford Expedition, and they had a... Not the traffic cones, but a traffic barrel stuck under their wheel well. And
can you get them for theft?
A flat tire.
Can you get them for theft if they've got a traffic barrel?
Did you charge them with theft after the fact for stealing the traffic barrel?
I mean, technically they didn't take it with them on purpose, so I don't know.
Too stupid to charge.
Yeah, too stupid to charge. But so an officer ran alongside the car and put bike strips underneath the wheels. They were going that slow. They still didn't realize they were getting pulled over, so they're staring straight ahead. We bust out the window, unlock it, drag them out, handcuff them. They got canine barking in one ear, everybody shouting, and the suspect just looks up and goes, "Oh, what's going on?" No idea he was being pulled over.
Hey, if you say we're on.
Yeah, there may have been a little PCP involved.
It sounds like
he was on the Millennium Falcon going, you know, Bach.
Yeah, he thought he was flying, but.
The stars flying by.
That's my favorite.
So, look, I have three questions for you guys. First is, let's say, because literally we have listeners around the world. The big world. We're global. We got little children in Afghanistan. They get this podcast on paper.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty good. So if some of them were looking to go into law enforcement, what would you tell them?
I'll let you go first. You can go for that one.
I would say that you have to get a lot of people skills. Like, you have to know how to talk to people. It's not all about just getting in great shape, although that definitely helps. And I think you should get some world experience first. I don't know if straight out of college is the best.
I'm going to tell you, I always found that the guys that came on who had that were a little bit more mature made the best officers.
Yeah, I think it helps a little bit to have a little bit of world experience.
Yeah, good call.
I agree. Yeah, kind of piggybacking off that, it's safe to say Sarah Connor's a little more mature than I am. I've learned a few things here and there from her, but
a little more mature.
Yeah, if I had to say, I guess, a short little blip it, don't take things too personal on the job. At the end of the day, it still just is a job, and, you know, don't let stuff get under your skin and, you know, contribute to that retirement plan, and, you know, just take it day by day and week by week, and remember that paycheck comes every Thursday.
So look, we live in a country right now where, you know, support for the police sometimes is a little lacking in certain areas. And so for those people out there that are appreciative and like supporting our law enforcement officers and those that are serving on the front lines, what, in your opinion, what's the best way that people have expressed their appreciation to you guys?
Honestly, people just saying thanks for being out here sometimes is all it takes, because it's, you know, sometimes when people go out of their way to stop by the station and drop off things, it's like, oh, okay, we know you're one of the ones who support us, and we're glad there's that minority out there. But when you're actually just out there and it's random and somebody just sees you and they think to say something, I think that always hits me.
I'd have to say the same thing. It's kind of, you know, when they stop what they're doing or, you know, put a pause in their day just to show their appreciation, no matter how big or small, it always kind of, you know, gives you a little more, gives you that bump if you're having a bad day that, you know, it, people do appreciate what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate what you're doing very much. And well, I'm sure all of our Feng and Shui listeners, because we have a certain demographic that breathe. That's our demographic that we're looking for. If you breathe, we're interested in you listening to us and supporting our people. But we wanted to say thank you for what you do, and we appreciate your time for us. Our time's pretty much up. We're out of time. You know, we'll take more sponsors and spread the show out longer. Yep. But our sponsors pretty much tell us we got to be limited. And so we want to thank you. Thank you for your time. Hope you have a great rest of the day and good fall. And that's it. That's all I got.
Be careful.
Yep. Be safe.
Always. Always. We appreciate the phone call, and we'll spread the word for you. Make sure people start following you and get that viewership up.